You are now tuned in to the latest episode of Crayon vs. Culture, hosted by LaShonda.
Welcome to another episode of Crayon vs. Culture. It's your girl, LaShonda, and I'm joined today by Fee.
Hey.
And Ace.
You already know what the fuck going on.
Oh, okay. Well, this is our resident. He ain't shit, but he here. But today, what's interesting about the topic that we're about to discuss. So I went to see Amanda Seales a couple of weeks ago. Shout out to my little cousin, Damika. But we went together, and she does this thing. She has a tour. It's called Smart, Funny, and Black, and then she looks for a black spur, and that person goes against another person to show who's the blackest or whatever with stuff. But towards the end of it, she basically asked the two contestants if it was, I think it was like 2024, who would we, or 2042.
The year.
Yeah, whatever year, in the future. We're going to the future. So whatever year we in the future for, who would you, out of us here, if you had to start a brigade to get black people to where we need to be, who would you pick as your black people? But the thing about it is she didn't ask them why. But I feel like she should have asked them why. Because someone actually said Beyonce.
I'm about to go.
Here we go.
I'm done.
Why can't people feel sorry like that person?
Yeah,
can't
feel.
I picked Kim Kardashian before.
Oh,
I picked
you. You are.
Kim, right. Kim and got how many people out? A jail.
Let's not fall victim to them.
Going to the rabbit hole with this bullshit with her. We're just going to let
just
it
saying.
Be. But yeah, that was some of the stuff. So, between my two co-hosts, I don't know who's more functional, who's ready to go. Youngster is over here. I don't know what he got going on, but okay.
I'm out here right now. But you know what? I can do it. Don't
be out here. But you know what? Because you're the gentleman in the room with two women, we're going to respect you. Who are your three people and why?
Okay, I'm going to start from, and this is living or dead or alive, right?
Yeah, you can do living or dead.
All right. So the first one is going to be Malcolm X.
Okay.
The reason being is, of course, we still going through, you know, that time of oppression, and he was one of the, you know, forefronts of trying to get us out of the black hole that we seem to be stuck in foreverness, like, type, you know what I'm saying? So,
forever,
you know,
ever?
That's how what it seemed like, but
I
loved his approach as far as, you know, I loved Martin Luther King's approach as well, but I come from the side of, if y'all gonna keep fucking with us, we got to meet y'all with force. You know what I mean? We not trying to, you know, take that route. We're not trying to take that route, but it's like we ain't gonna be bitches either. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, that he was, you know, I felt like should have been, you know, he'll be my top pick. He'll be my first draft pick.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? You got three picks.
He'll be my first draft pick. And next, of course, you know, I got to go with my man Kobe Bryant. And I'm going to tell you why.
What?
I'm
going to tell
you why. Can I get out?
Hey, you're about to make me vex.
I mean, Kobe Bryant, I don't know. A lot of people just know him because of his basketball accolades and what he's done on the court. But post Kobe Bryant, the things that he's trying to instill in children or younger people is learning life lessons throughout sports. I don't know if y'all keep up with like his books or his little things. He won. I forgot what he won. It was like a big accomplishment. But basically, he has the no nonsense attitude of hard work will prevail and teach you discipline to make it through life. You dig what I'm saying? And that's why I admire his work ethic. I'm not talking about what he did in his personal life. I'm talking about what he did. I'm talking about what he gave to other people as far as that Mamba mentality where hard work over everything. And that's a lesson that a lot of people, younger generation, they don't know about putting in hard work. And that can be applied in a lot of aspects of life. So I know when I first said Kobe Bryant, like, oh, probably thought about the sex scandal, thinking about his wife. I'm not talking about what he did personally. I'm talking about the values that he's instilling now and what he tried to do in the way he played.
So basically the men that he helped influence are basically a dog like him. But now after he's done, he's good.
I mean, if you have the right to feel that way. I'm talking
and you know
about,
I'm a Lakers fan, but I'll let you come.
I'm thinking about the positive stuff. I'm not speaking about the stuff because at the end of the day, you got to realize he came from high school to the NBA, so he had to grow up fast. So in that process, he made a lot of mistakes. So
his daddy was Jelly Bean.
That don't mean nothing.
Grew up privileged, sir.
So he grew up privileged, and throughout his adulthood, he changed. Who chose what?
He chose to do some of the things that he did.
Okay, so
and he helped raise y'all generation because honestly, y'all grew up loving Kobe Bryant. Everybody was like, "Oh, you're a Lakers fan. You're a Kobe Bryant fan." No, I love his game, but I look at a player as a wholesome player. My favorite Laker is Shaq.
Okay. So back to my
three.
My three.
Go.
You can always have your point of view. I took a different a value from him as a kid. I didn't care about all that.
You didn't take the thought in?
That had nothing to do with what I'm speaking of.
Okay.
See, if you want to take it there, everybody that we name will have some damn skeletons that you can bring out.
Because my mom was fucking with them white girls.
If we're going to do that, you can get skeletons from everybody's closet. We're speaking about the positive stuff.
I'm
going to leave it. I'm going to come back, but we're going
to. Damn, guys. That's what we on. Yeah, I can't even get through my list. She had my throat like a violin. You know what I mean? So that was my second person. My last person is Denzel, and like I don't know if y'all have noticed this older Denzel. Okay. All his movies now, he is
Denzel.
But I ain't gonna lie, Fences was tough, but he talked his ass off. He be giving you like nuggets.
The real life stuff that you choose nuggets, to take.
He give you nuggets and jewels all day, every day. I have like an old school mentality as far as the way I like to teach. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of excuses made by this generation now. It's like, oh, I can't do this. Oh, this is too hard. Blah blah blah. But that the things that Denzel be talking about outside of the movies, I don't know if people actually listen to his speeches at college and things of that nature. He tells you how tough life will be. He tells you how you need to have some type of faith. And, you know, it can be, you know, of course he's a Christian or what have you. Whatever you choose, believe in that and live on that, have your morals on that, and still do the right thing. And life is going to be challenging. You know, instead of stopping at the brick wall, bust through the brick wall. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Instead of like, okay, like in the movie Fences, when the son was like, you don't like me. I ain't supposed to like you. I'm supposed to raise you. Right. You know what I'm saying? Of course he loved his son, but
he's like, I don't like you right now.
He's like, bruh, I'm not trying to cobble you.
That scene hit my soul. Because it's like, my mom, she always told me, she's like, ain't nobody gotta like you.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's what everybody want to be
she's like people just have to respect you.
Yeah, like, fuck this. Fuck that liking shit. Like,
and once she told me that,
you thought different.
I thought differently, and guess what? Do you? But once you don't disrespect me, we good.
Yeah, that's it. And I mean, that's why I put him as the anchor of the race. You dig what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
He'll bring everything home to the front.
So you think he'll kind of bridge the gap and bring everything together? So
your choices
are Denzel, Kobe, and Malcolm.
That's right.
Okay.
Right. I think that's pretty solid.
It's kind of sexist, but we're gonna let you go.
Hey, but that's why we have a man in here. It can be men and women. You know what I'm saying? That's who I look up to. You know what I'm saying? I don't. You gotta understand. I don't. You know, not necessarily say I don't respect women and I don't appreciate what they do. But me as a young man growing up, I'm looking at the person that looks like me, the black person that looks like me. You feel what I'm saying? Then when I get to that stage, then I can. Versatize my portfolio and start, you know what I'm saying?
On some T.I. stuff. You're going to call you Liberian T.I.
Hey, man.
Okay, come on, versatile portfolio.
If we had a top five, Tip would be in there. I fuss with Tip. You know what I'm saying?
As rappers?
I'm talking about, yeah.
Okay.
Since you want to be like that, let me say my list.
Okay.
First,
all right,
will be Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
To come back.
Sis, yes.
Okay.
Sis was spiritual.
Okay.
She was knowing herself, her inside, her mind, her. And she could probably do telekinesis. I don't know. Sis was very spiritual.
Okay.
We need that. Okay. We need to get more into with our powers.
Facts.
Okay.
And that's one thing she was very in tune with. And I slip got a little powers, but I just don't put it out there.
Okay, like you're a Powderpuff Girl.
No, I ain't a Powderpuff Girl, but I see things. I see things. I feel things. My spirit is very in tune with things. That's why I can't fuck with a lot of people. Or whatever.
Because a lot of people don't mean you no good.
I can feel when something's going on, you know?
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
All right, who number two?
Number two, Tupac.
Keeping your head up. My dude,
he's just a real one. Like, that's just a real nigga. He knew real nigga shit, and he didn't take mess from nobody. Mm-hmm. He didn't give a fuck. He'll stand alone.
Mm-hmm.
And we also need that strength.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My last, Bernie Mac.
Ooh.
Because of laughing. We need that laughing in our soul we need. Because no matter what we're going through, we need that positivity. We need that laughter. We need that, you know, just that good time.
Mm-hmm. Not even about laughter. Like, Bert, if you listen to his story, he went through some hell to get to where he needed to get.
But it was funny. It made you laugh but damn, nigga, like, we slick went through stuff like that, too.
Yeah, he went through some shit.
So... Yeah, those are my spiritual, my strength, and my laughing.
Just imagine the time he came up in, how much bullshit he had to go through, and then he was black as hell. You know how they treated
and
like
that's a whole nother topic.
They treated black people according to how you know the color they
complexion. The brown bag.
Yeah. So you know he went through some shit now.
Yeah, he did.
I fucks with that trio. I fucks with it.
Thank you.
See, I'm on the positive, you know,
yeah,
D over here.
Yeah, D over here.
She jumping on niggas and shit.
Rappers.
I got
two rappers.
It's supposed to be some positive vibes.
I got two rappers.
She come over here with negativity.
And I was really going to ask you, did they have to be famous?
Because no, they had to be in the black community.
She was a praying woman. If you want to put her in my grandmother.
Was your grandmother going to go stand in the front line?
She's going to pray for everybody.
See? So she wasn't for the masses. That's what I mean. Who for the masses? Oh my god, y'all hilarious. Okay, so you got Tupac, Left Eye, and Bernie Mac.
Now the moment we've been waiting for.
Yes.
The host of the show, the person that's been critiquing the picks of.
I'm always gonna play devil's advocate. Like I be wanting to know like what. What it is. So that's why I'm asking the questions. But for me, my first pick would be Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I felt he appeared to the empathy of black people and even white people. Like Martin Luther King, you can sit right now and listen to his I Have a Dream speech. You can listen to his different speeches that he made and it kind of evokes something in you, even to this day. So that empathy is needed to catch people. Like, you can't get busy with your day-to-day and forget who you are, where you come from, and who you belong to. So I think, like, yeah, Martin Luther King, yeah. Like, what? We'll be in church, Ebenezer Baptist Church, clapping our hands, and we're going to have our sit-ins, walk on Selma. You know, we're probably
going to go to BQE, Martin with Martin. Look.
He would have been on the squad, but I can only do the nonviolence thing for so long.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But I respect it, though.
I respect it.
No, you needed that person. These damn earphones. Yeah, excuse me.
I mean, if I had a starting five, if you made the squad a little bigger, it would you know, he would have made the cut.
But let me go to my number two. My number two would have been Malcolm X.
Okay.
I love Malcolm. And I feel with what we have going on as a race, you need a spectrum. You have the soft, I'm going to speak, this and another. Then you have the brother be like, we don't spoke enough, we tired.
Yeah, that would have been a perfect tag team, tell you.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So it would have been like, let's work together, let's raise our people up and stuff like that. Like, They killed these people. Why? Because they was ready to pull their people by the bootstraps and let them know you are worthy.
Right.
You know, so however they did it, you worthy. Even though I got to kick you in the butt and be like, yo, sis, you worthy.
You worthy.
You went with it. And Martin Luther King on come and pray with you and sing Kumbaya, whatever. You're worthy. That's what I'm saying. Like, that was dope for me with Malcolm X. And my final person is Shirley Chisholm. And I picked her because that is a female. And with men, you have egos. And with us black people...
Wait, so you only picked her because she...
No, you didn't let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just...
You have two men that have their people that follow them. And I felt like she could have been the balancing act because Shirley Chisholm, she basically was the first woman nominated into... that ran for president in 1972, went to a debate. So she was able to command some type of a crowd and hold their attention. So while they're being brute and doing this and the other to each other, she's going to be like, let's chill and let's figure out a way that we can together get our people together because you peace in peace, which are peaceful, and you peace in, we hell no, we ain't going. That's not really what it's going to take for us to go to where we need to go. Where we need to be. So for her to go into Congress and for however long she was there, she just passed away, 2005? Well, not just, but, you know, she passed away in 2005.
Right.
But, 19 years. Right. So for her and what she was about and trying to bring about the black people, not even that, black women, like, you can't just say your husband's saying you need to vote this and you just go from that. You need to open up for yourself and go do your research because, honestly, that's what we're in the mess we're in right now.
Right.
With these damn Republican people. Their wives are voting with their husbands. So it's just like, sis, I know you don't believe this foolishness because you be at the PTA talking about, I don't know why Ryan is like this. You know why Ryan's like that.
You know why.
His daddy and granddaddy put this in Ryan. So Ryan been like
you
this.
You know why.
But because it was a come up, you went along with it. Now you're looking at your colored friends and you're just like, I don't know why we're going through this. Yeah, you do. Because you decided, like, y'all vote however you're married. Like, but for me, I would say, if you are not along my ideals, not necessarily party line, because I won't even say I'm Democratic. I would say I'm independent. I'm an independent thinker. But if your ideas do not align with me, I cannot be with you.
Right.
Because we're always going to have a struggle. But no, there's people that I know that are together and once a voted for Democrats, not Democrats, and yeah, Democrats, and one voted for Republican. What conversations y'all having? Because he thinking life is sweet.
They probably deliberately leave that conversation outside of that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, because they're never going to agree.
No.
You know what I mean? Unless they like to argue. Some people like to argue.
I like to argue, you know.
No, you're a little feisty one.
Like, no, not argue.
Yeah. But you like to have discussions.
I like to start shit.
But you know, it may not be something that how some stuff are attracted to you. That may be something that attracted them to each other. Like, oh, you like to go back and forth. I like that shit.
So it's like a challenge?
Yeah, I mean, some people just like that shit, you know.
So they're into that.
They think they were running for president.
Just like those people that's into that kinky shit. Like, don't be goddamn putting your damn nails in my back. Like, that shit ain't
BDSM.
But some people like that
that's
shit.
Not kinky.
BDSM?
What you mean?
Who wants to scratch somebody's back?
Do you not see?
Putting my nails in your back is
how are you putting it in the back?
I'm digging.
But some people find pleasure out of pain. That's just an extreme example. Of what I'm saying, you're taking it literal. I'm just giving you an extreme example. Some people are just into different shit. You know what I'm saying? So they may just
what.
They probably got like a debate table at the crib. They got like the damn buzz and everything. Right. They probably all got that set up and everything.
And everybody respect each other.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't understand how we can't understand why
can't.
People.
No, for me, I don't understand how that works. Like for me to go and lay in the bed with a Republican, and then you
somebody that does.
I know a couple of people.
Yeah,
and they're like bringing in men that have voted for Donald Trump. I can't call their names because, you know, I want them to get blasted.
They're just misguided. They know better. That's all.
No, these are men that are older.
Say, like, these are men, black men.
No, these are men that can be your poppy.
Black people did vote for Trump.
They did. I feel like 95% of them were they was trolling. That's all it was. They didn't really think it was gonna happen. They like, yeah, I voted for the. I mean, I'm being a jerk right now. This is my like trying to give him an excuse.
No, he's sticking up for his black brothers, but that's fine. So Ace, with your three, although we have one in common, do you feel like in the future, if they came along, they can actually get us out of where we are right now?
I believe so.
Kobe Bryant is going to be able to lift.
Yeah, the Kobe Bryant now. People. See, that's the thing.
Ain't nobody listening to Kobe Bryant.
That's their fault. He has great teachings and he has a great philosophy. If you choose just not to listen to somebody because of their actions as a young kid.
He stole it from Phil.
No, he didn't.
Is that Zen?
So you're getting confused championships with life lessons.
He got his life lessons from Phil.
No, he did not. Phil had, it was nothing about Phil. Nobody even fucked with Phil as a regular person. What are you talking about?
I don't even know who Phil is.
Phil Jackson. he's a basketball coach.
No, she don't know nothing but sports.
Yeah, I'm like lost in the sauce right now.
Okay, patchwork.
What
black athlete after fucking with Phil has gone back and vouched for Phil?
No, we're not talking about.
No, she brought it up. I want you to tell me what black athlete after they retired as like full blown families have went back and be like, okay, yeah, Phil taught me that.
They're not gonna say that.
Why not?
Because Phil was that.
Because it was strictly basketball. It was nothing about life lessons.
So you don't think he taught Shaq anything?
About basketball? Yes. Everything about
basketball. But you don't think
about life? Hell fuck no. You see how you ran the Knicks? You see what just happened?
No, the Knicks were trash. It became dumpster.
He didn't try.
It became dumpster. The Knicks ain't been shit since John Stocks, and I'm going to say that.
But it's cool. Hey, you know what? What I'm going to do? I'm going to get like some pieces of work that Kobe has done now. And I'm going to send it to you. And I want you to listen to it and review it with the open
mind. Now he's zen and he... Yeah, I listen to it with an open mind. But it's just like, dude, where's it coming from? Are you trying to fake out? Like, you capping because now you life is after basketball. Now you're trying to have this whole, I'm zen. I'm not this person. Kobe was playing. Kobe did not fool with people.
And he realized that as he got older. What are you talking about? Him and Shaq are best friends now. They were about to fight.
He was weird as hell from 18 to 30.
Okay, you would be weird as hell too if you only thing you know is you're black and you living in Italy because your pops is hooping. So you got it's a different culture that you're listening to.
Then you got to come eat over all here, your pasta.
Then you got to come over here with the real black people. Like, the fuck am I doing on some Aisha Curry shit? Remember what you talking about, that Canada shit?
No.
I'm just saying, but it's an example.
I get on Aisha all day.
Oh, yeah. Let's stop thinking surface level, please. Let's think about the bigger picture.
That's you what we're what going to culture. I don't
saying?
Feel like Kobe has enough culture to identify with young black men. Whatever.
And that's your opinion. That's your opinion.
You didn't state that in the beginning.
But that's what it is. I don't feel like he's done enough and been around enough. He was playing soccer and basketball and stuff
but
like
you
in Italy.
Feel like now, as an older adult.
No, really, young black kids looked up to him. I was one of them. There's a lot of us.
See?
Like, you know what I mean? So you can't say that.
I want to be like Kobe.
I didn't want to be like
I
Kobe.
I want to be like
I respected Beef. What you did. See, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have your opinion.
But you
you're
know
sticking
what I'm
to it.
We're both fans you know of the game, and we can sit here and debate about it forever. Like, I respect Kobe Bryant as a player. As a human being, if I had a table, a dinner, and I could invite 10 people dead or alive, I would invite some of my Lakers, but I ain't inviting Kobe.
You have to listen. Have you ever really heard him talk?
I've heard him recently, like life after basketball stuff.
I heard him like last year.
And I'm just like,
did you really listen to him?
No. Like that? He's coming back now because he realized he neglected his community.
Okay.
He didn't come back to nothing. He didn't want to be. He's doing his whole thing.
Oh my God. He neglected his community, and the community actually stood for him when he was going through that whole rape foolishness.
And how did he neglect his community?
It was a rape or it was a cheating?
No. Well, cheating, rape. Like, the girl said she raped her. But he really didn't. I remember it like yesterday because I had just graduated.
I had just graduated
from high school in 2003 when all this happened. Like, yeah, no, okay, sister's saying you raped her, but that's the type of people you into. Like, Y'all keep messing around with these bunnies.
So let me ask you a question. Hold on.
Black men leaving the race when they get money.
You went to prom with Brandy and then ended up with Vanessa that you met at Blockbuster. I'm weak.
So question, are you the same person you were at 21 that you are now?
Hell no, but exactly. I would never swerve.
But you can't hold him accountable for stuff he did as a youngster, and then he evolved into something else.
So you think mm-hmm. David Banner and Mike, Killer Mike, is going to take Kobe Bryant seriously when you've been with a bunny forever?
But you're not listening to what the man said.
He's not with a bunny. What are you talking about?
What is she?
She's not white. What are you talking about?
What do you consider her? What do you consider her?
Is she Hispanic?
She ain't black.
She sound like the old grandparent. Like, no, if she ain't black, she white.
She ain't my grandma though. She ain't my grandma. She
is Spanish, so she white with a burrito. But you gotta get that frame of mind though. You can't hold him accountable for something he did while he was in the league and he was young. He was getting money and he went from being a teenager to an adult.
His parents brought raised him around that, so that's just what it is.
And I know how I was when I was younger to now. Like, I'm a completely different person. I'm a completely different person. It's like a 180, and that can happen. That can happen to anybody. It's unfair for somebody to label somebody as this their entire life, just in general.
So yeah, you really love Kobe because you're defending him like you Johnny Cochran. You love him.
I didn't bring no facts out, so that was a bad metaphor.
Your love for him, like at the end of the day, I don't hate the man.
That's what it sounds like.
I just feel like, is he the right person to represent black people?
And the only reason, first of all, the only reason I defended him because you came at me. I was over here minding my business, mm-hmm. naming my names, mm-hmm. and you came at my neck. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I was chilling.
The African came out, okay.
I was just chilling. Mm-hmm. Then you came at me, so yeah, I had to, you know what I mean?
He was very mad at that, Kobe. I don't know why he's mad at you.
Knowing him now, Kobe
will be on your team, okay? When we all play against Kobe, and Dean will be like, hey, Kobe.
What's good? Like, but his daughter's the truth, though. His daughter's the truth. Whatever. But,
That was shade a little bit. That's cool, though.
And no, she is, though. Boy. She's good. His daughter. She's good in basketball. She's the truth.
Damn.
V, with your choices, are you confident enough to be like, they got it?
Oh, yeah.
So, Lisa, how are those three Bernie going to get to white people and de-weaponize them?
Lisa with her spiritualness. Like, the vibe is going to kill everybody. They're going to be scared.
So she's gonna
my people are going to be scared. Bernie going to make them laugh. But with Tupac and Lisa, they're going to be scared off of it.
I actually do like your choices, too, though. It's my bad. Okay. It's more like entertainment, but we need that.
Yeah, and then my entertainment would just draw them in for the kill.
So come, a little whisper.
Kink.
And we're going to get them together.
Yeah. Bernie going to bring them in with the laugh.
So this is how we're going to de-weaponize people.
Lisa going to get them spiritually, and then Tupac going to come shooting.
Oh, wow. Like, okay. No, I guess I went, serious. Not saying Ace's stuff wasn't serious, but I guess I went... I'm just looking at long term. Like, people have kids out here right now, and the way we going, it's not gonna end too well. Like, I think it will. Really?
I think it will.
With what?
Because I'm a positive person, so I believe that us as a black people, especially now, we have been so, I wouldn't say so woken, but we have woken up a little bit. We have acknowledged ourselves to stand on our own, go out there and get it, not depend on anybody, and try to support each other. We have been supporting each other a little bit more than we have in the past. I can definitely say that. I see a lot of more black people just doing more things with their self, finding themselves. And I just wish that
we're going to call the ancestors.
Yeah, if we can all do that and get that spiritualness in us, We will be
so people ain't and, people and, not know, gonna take time
and
for that.
Go back from back in the day. That's why they didn't want us to do that. They didn't want us to get into them.
No, that's stuff. What they gave us Christianity. Because, but that's right, another thing.
They knew that if we really got into them ourselves, we would have
been unstoppable.
Yeah, we would have been unstoppable. We would have been fucking a lot of shit up. They saying that our big nose and our big lips is something, but all of that means something. You know,
we're part of what human race is.
We're part of what the human race is,
and on top of that, and even on top of those weak ass disses, it was just because we were different, and you know what I mean. They wanted to try to make us feel bad, but you have a long nose, we have a wide nose. What the fuck? Right. So you just point out,
you
I
have
go
no lips,
left or right.
We got lips.
It's, you know what I mean? So
we like, got ass, you ain't got ass. Like, you got titties, we ain't got titties. What?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Those were like distractions from what it really was.
What they were trying to do.
What it really was. I mean,
yeah.
Everybody's different. You know what I mean?
And that's what white people don't like. Yeah. They are trying to whitewash the human race, but the fact that they are not succeeding, this is why we have other craziness. But that's a whole other topic that we're going to get into. But you know what? I mean, everybody pick who going to be their saviors. And, you know, we agree to disagree, but it's all love. All right, Ace, give your handles.
Instagram, Ace_Alpha2. Twitter, Ace_YUNG2. Get at me. All
right, and Fee?
Slyway Fee, IG, Facebook, Phyllis Harris, PHYLLISHARRIS.
Talk to him.
And you can find me on IG. Don't look for me on Facebook, but find me on IG because I ain't doing all that. Just find me on IG at Patchwork85, and you can find the podcast at Crayon vs. Culture. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, keep living life outside of the box.